Why can't I go to Nana's place?
We're staying at home to keep Nana safe.
Oh, what can we do to make her feel better?
Let's video call her or write a letter.
Oh, that will make us all feel better.
All right, well, you know what that sound means? We are back, believe it or not, the guest list reconvening once again for your listening pleasure. And these days, I'm thinking that, yeah, even the guest list is worth listening to because, gosh, I mean, there's so many terrible things going on otherwise, and we don't have any live music to listen to. We don't have any, well, we could go back and listen to some live music, but there's nothing that we can tell you about that's really forthcoming. Except, aha, we can talk about forthcoming or recently released albums. Hello? Mm. Huh?
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. And like,
what a good idea.
And and like the best ones, even, you know, like that's what we're here for. We're gonna steer you in the right direction. And we'll also let Molly talk. So whatever Molly says, just stay away from that. But otherwise, the rest of these are really good suggestions. No, they're all great. Who are we kidding? They're all great. So let's get right into this. And this is, you know, this is real Zoom radio. So you're going to hear, you know, a bit of a different sound than you're used to. You might hear a notification or two like that one that just popped in from my computer. Because this is what we're doing. We're doing this on the fly for the listeners. That's what we're all about, right, Gabe?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, you know, the guest list is looking a whole lot better now that there's fewer options for entertainment. And
might even get another fun. Gabby.
I mean, seriously, though, you know, we're kind of like, well, I know you guys will cringe, but we're kind of like sports talk radio. Like there were no sports to talk about, and these guys were just stumbling around trying to figure out, well, what do we talk about? And luckily the guest list has been stumbling around issues for a while.
Years.
And so we're kind of good at this. So that's our thing. That's our wheelhouse. But really our wheelhouse is the music. And so I want to get right to it. And let's talk about Nadia Reid, right? Gabe has a new album, Out of My Province, coming out. Or maybe it's just been released. What do you think?
So this album, this is actually a pre-pandemic release. This came out in March, I think. Or, well, I guess the pandemic was going on, but it hadn't really hit home yet. So this is interesting to me because this is a record that came out just before kind of everything went down. And it's really stuck with me throughout the last several months. Nadia Reid is a songwriter from New Zealand. And this album is sort of her breakout in a way. She had some success with her last record, Preservation, which led to her kind of heading out on tour. She toured the world for the first time, left New Zealand, played Europe and played the US and met all these other musicians and made a lot of fans. And then was sort of noticed by a record label in Richmond, Virginia called Space Bomb. And they asked her to come record her next album here in the States, in Virginia. So this record it's called Out of My Province, and it's sort of about her journey from a kind of small-time singer-songwriter in the far reaches of the world in New Zealand to kind of, you know, making a global connection and kind of breaking onto the scene. So it's kind of a travel record, a lot of songs about transitions and travel and sort of meeting people and leaving lifestyles and old lives behind, which is, it's kind of fascinating to listen to now in the pandemic era when we are all stuck at home and we're not meeting anybody except for over Zoom. So it's sort of a record that's just, it's kind of etched in time in a way, I guess, because of that.
I was reading a little bit about her, and she was talking about how she wrote the song Canada while she was in Portugal. She's never actually been to Canada, but she really likes Joni Mitchell and some other Canadian, I think the Wainwrights in particular. And mm-hmm. So she felt this affinity for Canada. And I love that you can write a song about a place like that without ever going.
Yeah, there's sort of a very romantic quality to a lot of her music that comes from, I think, And I think she has said this kind of growing up in a place like New Zealand and sort of having this idealized kind of image of the rest of the world, specifically of North America. So yeah, that's definitely a big part of her music, but she's just a very talented songwriter. And the production on this new record, Out of My Province, thanks to Matthew E. White and Trey Pollard of Space Bomb, is really, really excellent, really complements her songwriting in a great way.
All right, well, without further ado, let's give a listen to this. It sounds really like a good album to, like you say, get in your virtual car mm-hmm. and maybe just pretend that you're traveling to far-off destinations. Or if you're really, really brave and you have multiple mask layers, you might actually travel down the road, at least to Bogart. I think Bogart's okay.
Bogart's all right.
Yeah, I think it's okay. All right, well, here it is. Here is All of My Love on the guest list.
You took me to live in. You asked me to love you over aching. I can't explain it deeper than words. Is our love driving us home? Drove your family on. Something about starting a family, a girl for your mother, a boy for me. Then something comes familiar. You saw it in her eyes. You will see it again. All of my love is staring at your heart. I don't want to believe in it. I don't want to be a part from my. Exactly what that means. Something about how that baby came. It's made in the summer. Start over again. And all of my love, you have all.
All right, so that was Nadia Reid with All of My Love from her new album. And that was Gabe's pick for an album you ought to check out. And before I tell you about an album you should check out, I really should have the name of it in front of me. Hold on. Out of Province, that's right. So Out of Province from Nadia Reid, definitely an album you ought to check out. All right, let's move on a little bit here. Who we got coming up next? Let's see. Jordan.
Yeah, I'm really digging the like dulcet tones and stuff of Nadia Reid, but we're going to go in the complete opposite direction.
Might as well.
So this upcoming track is by a local band called Waltz. They're a three-piece, and they are everything that I love about live music, so this is especially killing me that I can't go see them live right now. If you've ever wanted a mix of like post-punk and a little bit of hardcore, but also a little bit of new wave, Waltz is where you find it. So Joy Confusion is off of their new EP, and it's kind of brilliant. It's very, the entire EP is just very driven and very just full of energy, which I desperately need these days. So I'm really happy to be able to share this with you guys. The EP just dropped in June, and I feel like they've got a full album coming soon-ish, and I can't wait.
Wow, that sounds really cool. And you know, this sort of spotlights the duality of sharing music in this time, in that, like Jordan said, you love to have the opportunity to do more listening, but at the same time, if you're somebody that regularly gets out in a town like Athens to see some of these bands live, it sort of pulls at you that, dang it, I can't go do that right now.
Yeah, Jordan was right. These guys are a really great live band, and had been playing a lot of shows before everything shut down, and it does it's a little painful to listen to now. Like, man, I wanna be able to go rock out at the Caledonia to these guys.
So Jordan, what again about this group floats your boat, so to speak? I mean, what is it about a live show with Waltz that's so great?
Well, if anything, especially the recordings, remind me of what used to be the Dirty Athens Day parties down at the Caledonia during AthFest. And if you've ever been to it, you stand outside, listen to hardcore music, and sweat. and that's it's an enjoyable experience, but you just feel heat and pressure and just all of this extra energy. And it's really hard to keep that going in a recording, but I think Waltz has managed to do that. Again, you have to see them live whenever we can see the live music again. But there's a specific energy to it that isn't that kind of overwhelming, naive, like, oh, everything is fun kind of energy. It's a little bit of a deeper pool of energy that they're pulling from. And I just kind of appreciate that. I'm also a sucker for anything kind of post-punk and new wave.
Exactly. Well, let's see if we can conjure up a little heat and pressure, as Jordan said. Here's Waltz with Joy Confusion on the guest list.
I'm not afraid to die.
All right, well, that was Waltz with their recent EP release, Joy Confusion. That was Jordan's pick for something you need to check out. And then, of course, when we do come back with live music, you got to go check out Waltz. Yeah, I could hear a little B-52s sound to that as well.
Yeah, they definitely draw a lot from their own Athens influences, especially like early B-52s, Pylon, yeah. Just that very rhythmic kind of old school stuff, but with a new spin on it. Love it.
All right. Well, coming up next, we'll spin the proverbial Zoom microphone over to Molly, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the Secret Sisters. Shh, it's a secret.
This band makes me wish that my sister and I could start a girl band, but I don't think either one of us can sing well enough to do that. Who knows?
Never say never.
It's true. So the Secret Sisters are in fact a pair of sisters, Laura and Lydia Rogers. They're from Florence, Alabama, and they grew up singing in church, but never really thought that they would have a career in music. In fact, one of them was in college when they got started, and legend has it that Laura went to an audition for a record label in Nashville. And they really liked her, and they started talking excitedly about giving her a record deal. And she kind of freaked out a little bit and said, oh, wait, hold on, I have a sister. I don't know why that was her go-to move, but it was. So she called her sister, who like was leaving a ceramics class in college, and drove to Nashville, and her sister sang, and the record people liked her sister too. And they were like, okay, great. And they started to walk out the door, and then the record people said, wait, can you guys sing together? And they looked at each other and said, yeah, I guess we can. So then they started harmonizing, and it was just really incredible. And then the record people were like, okay, who does your booking? What's your, like, where are your photos? And they're like, whoa, we've never done this before. And then from there, they got to work with T-Bone Burnett and Dave Cobb. And then like a few months later, they were working with Jack White. And then before they knew it, they were going on tour with Ray LaMontagne and Willie Nelson and Katie Lang and Amos Lee. And it's like, you know, they had this like, really charmed entry into music, which neither one of them had ever anticipated, and I think they had a lot of feelings about. But their last album and the one they just put out called Saturn Return were both recorded with Brandi Carlile and the Hanseroth twins, and you can hear that like the evolution of their sound and the great finessing that Brandi Carlile brings to it. And she actually pushed them. So the Secret Sisters are known for their harmonizing, and they do that really well. But for this record in particular, Brandi Carlile wanted to push them to sing individually and actually had them record separately in the studio instead of singing together, which really changed up their sound. And it's also the first time that the sisters have composed all of their songs without any co-writers. So it's all their own work, which is pretty cool. And it's influenced both by love, so the sisters each became a mother for the first time after recording this album, but they also, while they were writing it, lost their grandmothers within a week of each other. So there's a lot of loss on the album as well. And
wow. Well, let's check it out. We've got a little something from the album. Let's see what we got here. We've got Water Witch from the Secret Sisters on the guest list.
I'm a voyager into the ether. I look for the songs in the dark. Unafraid of the strong magnetism of the pain that leaves permanent marks. I dream of a wild raging ocean and the ship that is tossed on the waves and the wreckage I find on the shoreline and what's left of the ones I can't. Forces
seeking the magic below. Wait where no happy man searches, in the place only mad women know.
All right, so that was The Secret Sisters, the song Water Witch, from their latest album entitled Saturn Return. That's Molly's pick for an album y'all to check out. Wow, some pretty haunting lyrics there, especially during a pandemic, huh?
Yeah, well, and Brandi Carlile sings on that track with them too, so it's kind of cool to hear her influence and then hear the sisters with her. So yeah, a lot of witchy woman action happening on that song.
that is a witchy track. That's a good
yeah.
I like that it could be appropriate for summertime right now, but also I could totally see playing that on like Halloween.
Yes.
No doubt. I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, man, this got a spooky fall sound to it. Well, let's move on to Gabe with Jeremy Cunningham, who's got a new album, The Weather Up There. Tell me a little bit about that, Gabe.
Yeah, this is another album that that has really stuck with me through the quarantine. Jeremy Cunningham is one of a kind of growing number of really talented young jazz musicians in the Chicago scene, who are all making great, great records together. He put out this album in March, The Weather Up There, and it was inspired by, it's kind of a tragic story. His younger brother was murdered in his house years ago. And at the time when it happened, Jeremy Cunningham, who's a drummer, was planning to attend music school. And after this happened, he decided to ditch the idea of going to school and just move to Chicago to kind of lose himself in the scene there. Ended up making a lot of connections with the jazz musicians there and playing on a lot of their records. And then this is his second album as a band leader. And it's really him dealing with his brother's death through music. But the music itself, I would say it's not sad necessarily. It's not really a mournful record. It's more just kind of, it's got a healing vibe to it, which I really like. And it's maybe one of the reasons why it's struck me or stuck with me over the last few months. It's just kind of it reminds me of kind of the healing power of music in a way. Something that we all in times like this. So there's a lot of great guests on the record. Jeff Parker, who's a super excellent guitarist, one of my favorites, is on record and also produced the album with Jeremy Cunningham. So it's kind of a who's who of the Chicago jazz scene. If you're not familiar with the scene there, it's a great starting point for folks to kind of dive in. And if you don't think you're a jazz fan, I think you might still like a lot of this music. It's very much sort of flecked with a lot of contemporary sounds. There's some hip hop and electronic influences in there, and it's not just kind of the traditional jazz sound that you might expect. So a very exciting young musician and a great showcase of his talent.
Well, it sounds pretty cool. Let's give a listen here. This is Jerry Cunningham. The song is It's Nothing, and it's on the guest list. Thank you. All right, so that was Jerry Cunningham from the album The Weather Up There. That song was It's Nothing. And yeah, a little bit of something different there. I like it when we throw in a little jazz every once in a while, huh?
By myself, I just need like kind of calming music lately. So this is one that it's, if you want to throw it on in the evening, you're winding things down, throw it on. Hey, any time of day, you need a chillax soundtrack. This is it.
All right, so spinning around to Jordan Stepp, how about Future Islands? What's going on with them, Jordan?
Yeah, so Future Islands is one of my favorite bands, and they haven't put out any new music for the past 3 years. So I was just rolling around the internet the other day, and lo and behold, 3 years after their last release, Future Islands has put out a single.
Wow.
And the sun starts streaming through my window, and I'm like, this is great. This is a much needed thing for me right now. So Future Islands, for most of you, you'll probably know them from their appearances on Late Night a couple of years ago. It was kind of the thing on YouTube, and people were like, who is this guy? You know, he's beating his chest, and he's just singing with this deep, soulful voice, and kind of have like little bits of pop techno stuff happening in the background. They're still that. They're still those kind of like slightly weird dudes from Baltimore. But this single is called For Sure. And in addition to Sam Herring's voice, you'll hear Jen Wasner of Y-Oak on there providing backup vocals. And it's just like a really kind of soothing but momentous kind of track. It definitely has a certain vibe to it, and unlike Waltz, you know, this one's a little bit more danceable but a little bit more chill, you know.
I love this track. Usually when I open up and I listen to what we're gonna feature on the show, I'm like, oh, okay, that's nice. And this one from the hook was like whoa, what is this? How have I never heard of these guys before? And I was reading, maybe you probably already know this, Jordan, given your love for U2, but their song Seasons was super popular, and Bono, I guess, in an article that was about Bono, was like, have you heard of these guys, Future Islands? This song is a miracle. And he was so excited when he heard it that he shipped him a case of champagne and Guinness.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like there's no better testament to the quality of a musician.
I was so hoping that they would get Future Islands to open for them on tour. Oh. Because that would have made my little heart explode. Sadly, yeah. Not, but you know, I'll take new music when I can get it, especially if it's from Future Islands.
Yeah.
Well, you can do a lot worse than having Bono say you're pretty good, huh? Well, let's take a listen, and then even if we don't like it, we're going to say we do after all of that, right? But I'm guessing we're going to love it. Here's Future Islands. This is For Sure on the guest list.
Still
That was Future Islands, the song For Sure. And no, you're not listening to the 80s greatest hits on Sirius XM. This is the guest list, but you might have felt like you were transmitted for the moment to the 80s. At least I did, transported rather. That's my kind of groove.
I definitely have a type. Yeah. I mean, I definitely have a type of music that I like, so... But that groove, man, so good.
That was awesome. Yeah. Both danceable and skateable, I might add.
Ooh. The next show we're going to record in a skating rink?
We might have to think about that. While I'm thinking on it, let's move over to Molly again and tell us about Moses Sumney.
Yeah.
What about this?
So he's a singer-songwriter who deliberately left the music business in LA to incubate his artistry in the mountains of Asheville.
Which is what we all would like to do.
Sure.
Yeah.
But he started to gain traction and a lot of notice in LA in 2013. It was right after he graduated from college. But he was struggling because he was being typecast lots of people wanted to typecast him, and he was wary of the music business. And he said that he's always wanted to be an artist first, and then sort of blending folk and soul and other experimental styles, including indie rock. And he didn't really fit neatly into any of the boxes that people wanted to squeeze him into. And so he's obviously very self-aware for a young person. His parents moved their family to the US from Ghana. So his desire to combine all these different genres in his music is definitely a through line from his background that sort of bridges cultures and national identities and other perspectives. He really likes the idea of his work being complicated with raw edges and it being hard to describe, which I would say is very true. And he was recognizing that he would often escape to the mountains outside of LA when he needed to write. And he thought, why keep running away or retreating when I could just go live in a place like that? So he moved to Asheville and felt like that would bring him some clarity of mind. And I think it certainly has. He's just released a double album called Gray, and he's trying to do something that feels really different and surprising. He says this album is about exploring the concept of grayness. I'm not really sure I know what that means, but I can hear it. And his
you know it when you hear it.
Exactly. You know gray when you hear gray. His vocal range is really awesome. He can hit falsettos that would make Prince proud. And he also does a lot of spoken kind of poetry instead of singing. And he's got a lot of instruments on this album. There's some strings here and there, there's horns, there's guitar, there's piano. And his influences are really varied as well, like everything from Swedish pianists to Yuri Gagarin and Nigerian, Ghanaian authors. So he really is exploring, and our job as listeners is to try and keep up as he takes us on the ride. So I chose a song called Cut Me from Gray, which he performed on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and you should check out that video if you have some free time. It's incredible. But I think shows you better, like it shows you as well as you can hear, like what he's trying to do and the art that he is really serving. He's definitely someone to pay attention to.
Well, if you're just tuning in, where have you been? You're listening to a special edition of The Guest List. We're running through some of the best of the best new releases that are out there, according to the Brain Trust. And who else are you going to listen to? This is the best of the best group of folks to advise you on your musical choices. So, you know, why not take a shot at some of these? And we're currently at Moses Sumney. This is the song Cut Me from a new album called Gray. And it's on The Guest List. So that was Moses Sumney from the album Gray. That song was called Cut Me. Wow, you weren't kidding about the vocals. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And you can't really listen to that without thinking about Prince. You're right about that, too.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, I missed that when it came out. Thanks, Molly, for the tip. This is
You are welcome.
The power of the guest list.
Yeah. And that's another one that you can put on. It's long. It's 20 songs, but they range from like a minute to 5 or 6 minutes. And you can put it on as a really nice soundscape, but you also want to do pay attention to what he's saying, because he's got some important messages to deliver.
Speaking of some important messages, Gabe, Yola Tango, what's going on there?
Well, I think Yola Tango, of course, a classic group, long-running indie rock group. I think they're physically incapable of going more than a couple years without putting out a new release. So it's only fitting that they got together even during these times to record something brand new as of this recording. It's an instrumental, kind of improvisational instrumental EP called We Have Amnesia Sometimes. And it's just the three band members kind of holding up in their practice studio in New Jersey in the midst of a global pandemic and saying, hey, we're going to make some music that's gonna heal the people. So, unlike a lot of their music, which is very song and lyric driven, this is sort of a little bit more formless and sprawling. It's them kind of losing themselves in the moment a little bit, which is kind of appropriate, I think. All these songs, the five songs on this EP all have very unwieldy titles, which I think reflects kind of their origin in sort of improv. But the one that really sticks with me, that I really enjoy, is the first track on the EP. And I love the title. It's called James and Ira Demonstrate Mysticism and Some Confusion Holds, in parentheses, Monday. So there's a...
Oh, come on. That's...
If there's anything that describes how I feel day to day during this entire thing, it's a long string of words and a self-reminder, Monday.
So that's a nice little Easter egg. Each track has a day of the week after it, which is kind of fun. So hey, listen to one track a day during your work week, and then see what you think. See how it soundtracks your work experience, work from home experience, maybe.
Well, let's give it a try. Here's Monday. I'm just gonna cut right to the day of the week and forget that James and Ira demonstrate mysticism. But it's on the guest list, folks. So that was Yola Tango, and that was from the new album We Have Amnesia Sometimes. And you know what? I think that I have actually now heard an actual musical representation of Monday and mysticism, and mysticism all rolled into one for sure.
Yeah. It's far more pleasant than any of my Mondays have been.
Yeah, right?
Oh, but really that just sort of ambient, dazed feeling you kind of have on a Monday, that was definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very meditative music. So, I don't know, maybe it's your yoga soundtrack. Maybe it's your, I don't know. What do people do these days at home? Maybe you put it on at lunchtime. I don't know.
Some of us might think that that's a good song for changing diapers.
Yeah, that too. I've done it. That has been my diaper changing soundtrack this week.
Oh, well, I mean, you could do much worse. I mean, think about it. I mean, that's all right. Well, let's move on and spin the microphone over to Jordan again. Vision Video. Jordan, what's going on with this?
So if you're not aware, and I mean, if you haven't lived here for a long time, you may not be, but there used to be a really cool rental chain called Vision Video.
Absolutely.
And it had some amazing movies, like just really hard to find stuff. It was great. I miss it a lot. It's no longer around. But a band picked up the name, and in typical Jordan fashion, it is a post-punk kind of band. But they call themselves Vision Video after the store, and they make what they say is dance music for the end times.
Oh.
And that's about all you really need to know. It is dance music for the end times.
Okay, then.
So this specific track, Inked in Red, is from their new EP. And the lead singer, Dusty, wrote this about his experiences trying to reintegrate into civilian society after his service in Afghanistan.
Wow.
So keep that in mind as you're kind of listening to the lyrics, because if you weren't really aware of that background, you might not get how far the lyrics go with this sort of thing. But I just adore this EP, and it's been one of the few things that's been keeping me sane the past couple of months.
Well, you know, I always thought LMFAO was the band for dancing us into the end times, but evidently I was wrong.
There can be more than one.
Okay. Well, let's give it a try, and we can be the judge, or let the listener be the judge. Here's Vision Video, again, one of my favorite places as well. Inked in Red on the guest list.
Tragedy is written, inked in red. Words we are.
All right, so that was Vision Video dancing us into End Times with Inked in Red from the EP In My Side. And that was Jordan's pick for something you got to check out in these, well, let's hope it's not the end of times, but it certainly feels like it sometimes with a pandemic and all of this social unrest. And hopefully the last few minutes of listening to some music with some old friends has been enjoyable for you out there listening, as we've presented just a few samplings of some of the things that the Brain Trust here has been enjoying, some of the best new releases of 2020. I guess before we go, any parting words from each of you to the listeners out there? Any recommendations?
Well, one thing we talked about kind of doing, we didn't focus on this show, but there are still a lot of great live streams happening of musicians performing live from their homes or from wherever.
Some good advice, no doubt. One last thing, you guys finding you're comfortable with either tipping or paying for some of these live concerts that you're seeing? I know I've seen a couple, and I threw down some virtual coin. Is that something you guys are finding you're at ease with doing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, most of these artists would rather be playing in person to you, and they just can't right now. So why not?
Yeah, I'd say maybe Taylor Swift doesn't need your tips, but if it's like an indie artist that you feel passionate about supporting that is unable to tour and unable to perform, you know, in the current moment, then yeah, throw them some bucks.
Yeah, and a lot of them are like, you know, they have a suggested donation there that's pretty low, or it's pay what you can. And so, I mean, I think that they're trying to acknowledge that people are in different financial circumstances and maybe couldn't afford to go see them play in a venue, and it's a different experience, so it's maybe not valued the same way. But they also, I mean, these are people who make money performing, and so they deserve our dollars, if you know, whatever we can afford to give them.
So there's some stuff out there that will get you through your evening, get you through your day. And of course, there's always the guest list. And we'll see you next time. Have a good day, evening, or whenever you're listening. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again.
Why can't I invite my friend named Marty?
I'll stay at home, have a video party,
so we can see our friends at home.